The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. As usual, we start by hearing one virtue of sending salutation in Darood upon the beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This time we have got only to recite a verse from among the verses of the Quran, the meaning of which is, indeed, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal and His closest angels, they send salawat, they send the salawat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal send, it is according to His majesty. What the angels send, it is according to their nobility. But now the command is, all people who believe, you must send salawat and salutation upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the manner, yani, it, which feast is majesty also as well, in a manner which we are commanded in the suigha of the durood, which Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, or rather the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, explained unto us. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam salatahu wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah. Viewers of Madani Channel, we still continue with the episode, The Path of Knowledge, wherein we are being told the virtues of knowledge, the importance of knowledge, what is knowledge, what to do with knowledge, what not to do without knowledge, and all what have got to do with knowledge, wherein we did explain some ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right now we are still on carrying on explaining the ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one who was given jawami al-ilm, yani the conclusiveness of knowledge, the one who knows how important knowledge is. We are now listening to the ahadith whereby the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining to us the importance of knowledge. To set off right, we started with the ayat of the Holy Quran, and now we are on the ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We looked in different verses whereby knowledge and something encouraging us to learn, and many things which is, I mean, in link with knowledge was discussed in the Holy Quran. Then we are now taking the second step, that is to listen to the Sunnah. Because if we find something in the Quran, then find complement it in the Sunnah, we'll have got a broad picture. Then after we finish, inshallah, azza wa jalla, we shall try to look also to the sayings of the Sahaba, and as far as knowledge is concerned, then the things of the tabi'in, and as far as the knowledge is contained in some things of some ulama, to boost our morale, those people who are studying knowledge, I think that will be a very good dosage for them, to give them the boost and the courage for them to seek knowledge. And as for those people who are not yet acquiring this auspicious Islamic knowledge, now it is a call unto them, with all this motivation which we are hearing, it is there, the episode, the silsila, it is there to encourage one and all that we must all be tullabul ilm, the seekers of knowledge. Without wasting much of your time, we are not taking this from our own pocket. Imam Tirmidhi, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal reward him very, very well, min hadith ibn Mas'udin, on the authority of Ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, that is his name, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal pleased with him, anin nabiyyi, on the authority of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala, that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, nabbar Allahu, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, may he make him happy. Actually, this is the connotation which they understood. Yani, if we want to put it in English language, we will say that may Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal make him happy. But literally, if we want to digest a word by word, may Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal make his face to glow. May Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal close the illumination of this person also to be yani relevant, to be yani, to be seen by one and all, due to the fact that his face will be shining and glooming with a special yani nur which will be emanating from his heart. That person, sami'a, he listen, maqalati, my sayings. That person will listen my sayings, fawa'aha, then he will preserve it. This is a good news which we are given to the students who are studying deen, the student who are memorizing ahadith. Like nowadays we've got many people that are memorizing the Quran, which is very, very, very good. And we also tend to neglect the ahadith. The ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they need also to be protected, they need also to be memorized, they need also to be narrated to the ummah. وَحَفِظَهَا, then he will memorize it correctly. First of all, he listened to the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he preserved it, then he memorized it correctly. So you listen, then you write, then you memorize, of course. وَبَلَّغَهَا, then he further goes on and does tabligh, which is spreading it, spreading the perfume of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained the reason why the dua was made. He goes on give us tajmeel, that is the unique explanation which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam give us the details, that many a time we find that someone who memorized something and who put it into memory, then you will understand it. But now, due to the fact that he has preserved it, chances are that maybe in future he is going to narrate it to somebody who is even going to understand it more better than he himself. Qalat Tirmidhi, Imam Tirmidhi at the end of the day said, Hadith ibn Mas'ud and Hadithun Hasan. Imam Tirmidhi put his signature to guarantee to us that he has done a classical work, and the work was preserved correctly, that the hadith which we had, it is the hadith which is of thiqa, which you just have got to rely on. So this hadith which we had, it is a hadith whereby our scholars, they are giving us the thiqa, that it is something whereby we must rely on this hadith, we must understand it in this hadith. وَلَوْ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِي فَضْلِ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا هَذَا. Viewers of Madani Channel, I want to assure you that if there was no anything mentioned in as far as the importance of knowledge, except only this hadith which I have got here today in hand, لَكَفَ بِهِ, it was going to be enough with it, sharafan, to show the importance of knowledge. That the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the dua for the ulama, for the people, the tulab, the people who seek for knowledge, the people of knowledge, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَإِنَّ النَّبِيَّ, for verily the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam da'a, he made the dua, liman sami'a, for the one who listened, kalamahu, his sayings, his preachings, his speeches, wawa'ahu, then this one he did preserve it, wahafidahu, then memorize it. Now we are listening to, first of all, to listen, then you preserve it, because knowledge has got many rights. We listen, if we listen and we don't preserve it, we don't write books on it, then knowledge is going to be wasted. So in order for us to preserve knowledge, we need also to write it down for the future generation, like how Amir al-Sunnah Dammat Barakatuhumul Aliya is doing by writing some rasail, some small treaties and big treaties, books, small treaties and all this. That is to preserve knowledge for the future generation to come. وَحَفِظَهُ, and he will memorize it. وَبَلَّغَهُ, then he will start to call people towards that knowledge. He will start to tell the people. He will start to spread it. You know, this is how if you want somebody to enjoy the full benefit of getting the dua of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he must do all these things which are mentioned above. Now, awwaluha wa thaniha, so the first and the second to hear, wa aqluhu, and to understand it. Fa idha sami'ahu wa wa'ahu biqalbihi, if he listen to it and preserve it with his heart, ay aqalahu, meaning that he understand it, you listen it, then you digest it, then you understand it for your own information. There is no one who is allowed to preach those things which he does not understand. Because the first thing you need to understand, when you understand, then it will be now knowledge in its entity. Because if you listen and you don't understand, then you cannot say that is knowledge. Knowledge will come when you first you listen, then you understand. You will preach what you understand. Because if you don't understand yourself, If you become a confused somebody, then it won't reach you to anywhere. You won't make nobody to understand. So he understand it was taqarra. Then he make this knowledge to be firm, istiqrar. That is, it will have good qarar in his qalb, in his heart. Kama yastaqirru shay'u alladhi yu'a, like how something which is stored will stay fi wi'a'ihi, in its container, in its place of storage. Wala yakhruju minhu, and it won't come out. Like if we take water, we put it in a container, we close that container, we find that if we open that container even for quite long, we will find that the water will be still preserved in that container. So from this we see that brain and heart, these are all also components which will come in play when we talk about knowledge, preserving knowledge. So we must have good clean mind, we must have a pure heart in order for us to preserve the knowledge. So this knowledge will preserve it with our mind and with our heart, and we just have got to keep it safe and lock it there. Wa martaba thalitha, and as far as the third of the link is concerned, with the link which we are talking about, we're talking about listening being the first, and understanding and putting it in the heart being the second. Now the third one, ta'ahuduhu wa hifdhuhu hatta la yansahu fayadhhab. Now to memorize it now in such a manner that it won't go away. You see, when we talk about memorizing, we know those people who memorize the Quran, that they dawr, you need to keep on visiting, to check your memory, and you need to keep on reciting it. If you memorize something and you don't check it, it will start to miss letter by letter. Then from letter by letter, word by letter, till that the whole sentence and paragraph is gone. So from now we talk about proper memorizing and try to make sure that it will stay in you. Wa martaba rabia, and as far as the fourth, from among is the list is called, which is the tabligh, preaching that knowledge, nakiki da'wa, we call it in the mahol of da'wat Islam, that is nakiki da'wa, which is to call people towards righteousness, to call people towards your knowledge. Wa bathuhu fil ummah, and to spread it into the nation, that is the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that you will get from it thamaratuhu, its fruit, wa maqsuduhu, and it's the real aim, the madani maqsad of knowledge, which is to spread, to understand it yourself, to rectify yourself, and then to spread it to the people of the whole world. Wa huwa bathuhu, and it is his spreading fil ummah, that is the real essence and real hikmah behind the dua. Fa huwa bimanzilati al-kanz madfun. So knowledge is like, we can put it into comparison of a treasure which is hidden, fil ardi, for example, buried in the earth, like this kanz, like this wealth, if it is buried on the ground, no one will come to know to it. Now, unless if we take it, then we start to spend it to the people will benefit it. Otherwise, there will be no any benefit of any gold or anything which is hidden into the ground, and it is not being spent, so there's no one who will get the full benefit of it. But otherwise, if it comes out, and then people started to receive it, then we talk about its benefit. Exactly like knowledge, it will need to come out so that people must feel it, must hear it. Knowledge, the only difference with man or with wealth is this: knowledge, when you spend it, it increases and it matures and it grows and it keep on being on a smooth flow, like water which is flowing. And so if we spread knowledge, it will be like water which is flowing. And as for the one who is going to do all these four, dakhala tahta hadhihi da'wat an-nabawiyya al-mutadhammina li jamal al-dhahir wal-batin. This, the one who is going to do all these four, he will listen, number one. You will listen, number one. Then number two, he will preserve, maybe by writing. Then number three, he will memorize now. Then number four, he will spread. That is these four which we are talking about. Then he, mutadhammina li jamal al-dhahir wal-batin, he will get this nabbara which we're talking about, which will make his outer appearance and his inner appearance to be grooming. Fa inna nabbara hiya al-bahaja. Now nabbara is explained as bahaja, the goodness, the wholesomeness, wal husn, and the good alladhi yuksahu al-wajh, which the face will cover itself with, min athari al-iman, due to the effects of iman, wabtihaj, and the gloominess al-batin of the inner of the body, the happiness, the state of contentment of the heart, وسروره and its happiness, and to find the pleasure inside the heart, the contentment which is found in the heart. We explained earlier on when we started this episode that this nadhra which we are talking about, viewers of Madani Channel, which the people of knowledge enjoy, whereby no people of the Ahl al-Juhala will experience this. It is this nadhra which you find the contentment of your heart, then it will transform to gloom, to show the gloominess of your face, which will be showing due to the inner gloominess of your heart. The happiness of the heart was surur, yani the contentment of the heart and the happiness of the heart and the happiness. All these words, they mean happiness. It will show the nadhara, the glooming of the alal waji on the face. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us to understand, and may He make us to die with iman, and may He make us to have this nadhra and to have this surura due to the requirement. If you want to have this nadhra and to surura, as for the dua of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what you have got to do is that you must be a scholar of religion. If you cannot be a scholar of religion, be a student of religion. Then try to listen to the wordings of the Quran, the wordings of the Hadith, memorize them, preserve them, then keep on doing nakiki da'wa, and doing tabligh to the ummah, to spread this beautiful perfume of Islam to the ummah. Then you will meet, this reward. In the following episode, or in the next episode, we are going to start from where we left again, so that we continue from the inna mala ilmi bitta'allumi. Why? Because knowledge, it is by learning. You know, we go step by step. There is no jumping of step. Wa ma alayna illa al-balaghu al-mubin. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way.